Oh, wow. This is kind of a podcast I want to set up with this new topic. Well, I was thinking about all this since I was showering earlier. And me right there. It's just figuring out what I should talk about next. Oh, now I see. I use my imagination a lot. So you're just wondering what happens if you take a train every day. Well, it doesn't have to be in New York City. It could be across the United States of America or across the globe. And do you know a train is a railway vehicle that can erase at least 1,000 cars off the road? Well, it does. So, let's find out what happens if we take a train every day in reality. We're going to subtract these cars off the road little by little. Assume this 8-car train can only carry 500 passengers because of quality, and of course, it's a spacious design and premium too, if you paid a premium fare. Now, we start off with this 500 passenger train with people right there using it to go to work or school, or in some cases. Maybe to a theme park, or in some cases, a hotel for tonight. If we take those cars with one driver in each car, and we take this 500 passenger train, that would erase at least 500 cars off the road. That's more than enough to free up how many gallons of gas? Depends on the size of a gas tank what cars have, including fuel efficiency. And that's more than enough for a truck to deliver goods from point A to point B without all of the annoying traffic. But truckers has to drive carefully. Next, we add the another 8-car train that will carry 500 more passengers. And that's right, 500 times 2 is 1,000. And that is more than enough to erase 1,000 cars off the road. And wait, why did Impossible cross the road? It didn't. If this is the case, not just erasing 5 cars off, I mean, not just erasing 500 cars off the road to save not just one, but imagine 20 apostles. How about that? With another 500 erased, that's 40. And that is a lot of apostles saved on this road, so they can go right to the trees right there to their dens. Now, imagine that. This type of train can literally move people from one town that can house 1,000 people to the another, or vice versa. With one train, it can travel at least 250 miles or more, depending on how many gallons of fuel. That depends how far a train goes, and that depends how efficient the locomotive is. Now what I'm going to do is take this 2,000 passenger train. This 2,000 passenger train could be a 16-car train. And that will be the airplanes on the railway. And in some cases, that can erase over 2,000 cars off the road. And that's more than enough to clear the smog and the smoke. And that will help maintenance crews do all the cleanup. And in some cases, highway patrol will do less work and that can save more money. And in some cases, the roads get quiet, except you have truckers and passenger buses. Now, imagine we have more trains. This time, 4,000. 4,000 people taking a train every day. And that's more than enough to erase 4,000 cars off the road. How about that? 4,000 cars off the road, and that is great. The road gets quieter and quieter. Less tire emissions, less greenhouse gas emissions. And in some cases, less driving means more people going to places safely. Chances are, trains are able to win because they're among the most safest ways to go places. Because if you're driving, there's 9 out of 10 chances you'll die in a crash. According to Inside Edition, there was an eerie photo of a crash scene on an eerie stairway to heaven. And that gives you one example why driving by an automobile is not a good idea. Also on a plus side, by removing all the cars off the road, that makes a difference for the environment. But truckers need these roads to deliver goods because the earlier the goods delivered, the better. Because when the trucks right there rely on empty roads, truckers right there will do all the things, and in some cases form a convoy, similar to a road train. But they have to be very careful because there are level crossings there. Now we'll go to 8,000 cars being raised when more people take a train every day. And the demand goes higher, higher, and higher. And in some cases, more trains kept being built, and railways are being rekindled in the United States of America. And we use the United States of America as a template. Airfare begins to drop because more people begin to take trains because they have to remove some airplanes from the sky, making more room for cargo planes. However, trains right there go fast because they're designed to go fast. Sometimes the level crossings may be impractical, and that's when right-of-ways has been built to ensure trains can go faster than thought. Now it's time to go for 16,000. And this is a big number. Big number indeed. How about that? And that's more than enough to clear how many pounds of greenhouse gas emissions and how many tons? Well, take a car and do math. That's more than enough to free so many barrels of gasoline. And of course, millions of tires if we get this calculations correct. Now let's take 16,000. There are 60,000 cars divided by 4 tires. So each car has 4 tires. So that means that'll be 4,000. But let's do the math again. So 60,000 times 4 tires equals a total of, believe it or not, 64,000 tires. And that erased 64,000 tires off the road. And of course, that is more than enough to recycle so much rubber. Hey, that's an extreme amount of bicycle wheels for later on. Also, we're going to double to 32,000. And more people taking a train. And that's more than enough to haul many people from one city to another to their jobs. And in some cases, you can travel further and you won't have to work in the same city to have a job. And in some cases, more people are able to go to jobs easier because trains go faster and faster. Now we go to 64,000. And that is more than enough to move a 64,000 population city from one place to another, or vice versa. And exchange continues on every day. And then we go to 128,000. And that is about the size of a mid-sized town with tall buildings, of course. And of course, that's more than enough to remove all the greenhouse gas emissions. How about that? Now we're going to 256,000 cars being raised. And that's so many trains. And that's so many trains to connect all the cities. Not just these trains right there help reduce all the cars off the road. Not just to save so many opossums. That also saves so many deer, antelope, frogs, and of course, other species of animals that cross the road. And today, wildlife corridors are being built to alleviate animal collisions. Mountain lions, bears, wolves, including possums, skunks, stoats, ferrets, and even bobcats need these places So they can go from one place to another, so they have more diversity than you thought. And now it's time for another set. This time, 512,000 people taking trains every day. And that is about a population of a decent sized city. And of course, this type of this removal of cars is supposed to be happening in the United States of America. Not just removing cars off the road like this is a lifesaver. That also helps reduce all of the vehicle collisions every day. Trivia, over 35,000 deaths occur with car crashes every year. If more of us take trains, that will also generate more jobs. When people come to jobs faster, and of course, people are able to go from one place to another without effort and save time. Because trains go fast, the more of us take trains, the better. But now it's time for the 1,024,000 mark. But let's simplify it to 1 million. To 1 million people taking trains. Now, the trains are busy. And now the trains are packed, but they have built more trains. And of course, railways go everywhere. Not just the roadways are there becoming more quieter. That caused road crews to narrow the roads. And that enables cab or engine trucks to do a comeback because they drive carefully. And in some cases, patrol vehicles do less of a job. And of course, the traffic isn't that congested. And of course, the roads out there became remain quiet and also caused some streetlights to be uninstalled. However, road maintenance is much easier and of course the smog levels have been reduced. On a plus side, the road is quiet and of course you can see where you're actually going. But you still get road assistance in case things go wrong. And in some cases, cities will become denser thanks to use of trains. And of course, less roads, that means more land available. And believe it or not, the roads right there gets quieter and quieter and then road crews to do work with ease same time. Now it's time for 2 million. If we keep going, how much of greenhouse gas emissions will be reduced? Trains become electrified, and in some cases, dedicated right ways will be possible. And in some cases, trains will travel through those tunnels that may be underground, beneath the forests. And in some cases, beneath those small cities. And in some cases, people will travel by train with ease. Not just it would be beneficial for the environment. More people right there will go places with ease. And in some cases, those trains will someday erase those cars off the road even further if we know what we're actually doing. And finally, we go to the 4 million. And that's where we're going to stop right here. If it happens every day, will stay red. 4 and 4 and 4, the greenhouse gas emissions will go down below average in some cases. The carbon levels will go down in some cases. Us will breathe better because more trees being planted. And believe it or not, us will go places to have a conversation like this way. If you like traveling by train, and you travel by train as a form of going places, well, let us know in the Q&A. So, D-Master the New, why don't you share it to your friends and family on any social networks? And of course, don't forget to subscribe to Fairy Streams of Fantasy. We imagine things with our podcasts. And of course, remember, use your imagination to be creative. As always, you always can help cut air pollution by not driving your car, but taking a train. Why don't you try taking a train ride to go places and leave your car at home?